From Spark and Anvil and Escape Forge, this is Seek, in Chapter 1 of the Escape Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Seek is a J-tween, bright blue and quick, with sharp black eyes and a habit of tilting her head to look at things twice. Around her neck hangs a small wire frame, an empty square she holds up to a cluttered wall or a busy tabletop. A hidden thing isn't found by staring harder, she says, framing one corner of a crowded shelf. It's found by scanning in order. I cut the whole busy scene into squares, and I search one square at a time, and I don't move on until I'm sure. That way, nothing gets skipped.
Seek grew up in a Jay's cluttered home in a family of finders, Jays who kept track of 1,000 small hidden things, seeds and shiny bits tucked all over the wood. A good finder had to search a whole tangled hedge and miss nothing. Little Seek tried, at first, to just look at everything at once, her eyes darting all over the busy scene, and she missed things constantly, the same overlooked seed sitting in plain sight for days. It made my head buzz, she remembers. Too much to see. My eyes kept sliding past the very thing I wanted. I thought some Jays were just born sharp-eyed, and I was a blurry one. Then her aunt handed her a little wire square. You don't have a blurry eye, little one, she said. You have a scattered search. Frame one patch, search it fully, then the next. Never let your eyes wander. Seek tried it, and the hidden seeds began turning up, one after another. That's the day I learned it, Seek says. You don't need sharp eyes. You need a search with an order. A scene searched square by square gives up everything it's hiding.
When she was grown, Seek flew to the Escape Forge Academy. Latch, the head, asked her, "What is a search puzzle?" Seek held up her wire square. It's a puzzle where something's hidden in a busy scene. A key in a cluttered room, one wrong detail in a crowded picture. You don't find it by staring. You divide the scene into squares and search each one all the way before you move on. Scan in order, skip no spot, and the hidden thing has nowhere left to hide. Latch nodded. You are appointed.
In her search chamber, Seek begins every first lesson by holding her wireframe over a busy, cluttered shelf. I am Seek. My puzzle is search puzzles. Don't stare at the whole mess. Cut it into squares and search one at a time. Then she teaches her rules. Divide before you search. Split a busy scene into a grid, top left to bottom right, so your eyes have a route instead of wandering. Finish each square. Don't leave a patch half looked at. A skipped corner is exactly where the thing will be. Know what you're hunting. Picture the hidden thing first, its shape, its color, so your eyes know what to catch. Look for the out of place. The wrong detail is the one that doesn't match its neighbors, a straight line in a scene of curves, a warm color in a cool one. And she never once calls searching a matter of sharp eyes. Missing something isn't a flaw, she says. Everyone misses things in a scattered search. That's what scattered means. The grid does the finding for every Jay and every kid. Search puzzles go wrong from skipped squares, not from blurry eyes. And when she reaches the last square empty-handed, she doesn't scold herself. She starts the grid again, slower. A missed pass isn't failing, she says. It just means the thing isn't a square I searched too fast. Go back and search it right.
Are hidden object puzzles hard? A student asked her once. Seek gave her steady answer. They're not hard. They're just divide the scene into squares, search each one fully. Skip no spot. The order does the finding. Square by square, her eyes moved across the cluttered wall in a patient, orderly sweep. And then, in a patch she'd almost hurried past, there it was, the small hidden key, plain as anything once she truly looked.
and Seek felt the buzzing overwhelm in her head go quiet and clear. The calm, satisfied gladness of a Jay who'd found the thing, not by luck or by a sharp eye, but by a slow, sure search that had left the busy scene nowhere to hide.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Seek. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.